Hello and welcome back to the Exceptional Sales Leader Podcast. This is Darren Mitchell, and this, the day of this recording, Friday the 29th of May, not only is it the last working day of the week, it's also the last working day of the month of May. And on Monday, 1st of June, we jump into winter, certainly here in Australia. So glad you could join me, and I wanted to record a really quick podcast today on the importance of our mindset and more importantly, our thinking. And this is especially critical for us as sales leaders. Now, I will do some podcasts coming up in relation to mindset and also physiology, and share with you some tools, strategies, and techniques on how to better manage our physiology and therefore have better control over our mindset. But today, I've actually been doing a lot of reading lately, and one of the greatest books I've ever read is a book called As a Man Thinketh, that is written by James Allen, and he wrote this over 100 years ago. And one of the key quotes in that is, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." And I must admit, when I was younger, I used to keep asking myself the question, is this really true? Is it true that what we really think about, we become? Do thoughts really become things? And look, to be brutally honest, I really didn't know. But over the years, through doing a lot of reading, doing a lot of research, and also talking to a lot of people and working with people, but also through experience, the research suggests that philosophers the world over agree on one thing and one overriding principle, and that is that we do become what we think about. Now, that's where catchphrases come from, such as what you focus on expands, where your focus goes, energy flows, etc., etc. And we can't underestimate the power of our thinking. Now, if this is the case, then we need to realize just how critical it is to control our thinking. Now, I'm starting to better understand this, that my level of thinking actually does have an impact and potentially controls the moods that I'm in. It controls what I end up saying. It controls my actions. And ultimately, when you think about it, at the nth degree, it can control our character and our destiny. Now, everything begins with a thought, whether that's a positive thought and resourceful or a negative one and unresourceful. So just think about this. How often have you woken up, say, on a Monday morning knowing that you need to go to work, you need to make those phone calls, you need to deal with those particular customers, and you thought, man, if only I could just stay in bed. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to struggle through traffic. I don't want to hold that Monday morning meeting, and I certainly don't want to be calling that customer because I know the pain that potentially I'm going to be in. But when you think like that, understand this and just ask yourself, how is your physiology, right? Do you find yourself filled with unlimited amounts of positive and empowering energy, or do you end up feeling really lethargic, uninspired, and downright pessimistic? Well, what would happen then if we ended up waking up on the first thing on a Monday morning and the first thought we had was something like, wow, today's going to be an unbelievably awesome day, a magnificent day. I just cannot wait to get into it. I cannot wait to make that phone call to that customer. I cannot wait to make a positive difference in my team's life, et cetera, et cetera, right? And make a contribution to a great cause and all that sort of stuff. What happens to your physiology then? Well, I guarantee you it's going to feel energized and it's going to be optimistic and it's going to be powerful. And here's the thing, the reality is that we ultimately control our thinking and it's our choice. And this concept was highlighted so powerfully in a book called Man's Search for Meaning, which is a book that was written by Viktor Frankl. Now, if you haven't read this book, do yourself a favor. It's a tough book to read. It's a difficult book to read. And some of the situations that he found himself in concentration camps in Nazi Germany, for some, are quite distressing. However, the story, the moral of the story that he talks about and the power that comes out of that is just mind-blowing. And if we think we've got problems, you put everything into perspective when you read this book. One of the greatest quotes he actually put in that book was that everything can be taken from a man, but one thing. The last of the human freedoms, and that is to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances and to choose one's own way. That's a really powerful passage there and a great lesson behind it. Now, if you haven't read the book, as I said, go and read the book because it's a really powerful, powerful story. It can be distressing, so you need to understand that. But some of the things that Viktor went through, along with his colleagues, through the concentration camps that were there, he was basically saying that even though he was beaten, even though he was starved, even though he was deprived of a lot of the human freedoms that we all now take for granted, nothing could take away his ability to choose his own thinking and therefore choose his own meaning for what was happening to him at that particular time. Now, how does that relate and what does that mean for us as sales leaders? Well, think about it, right? We are the example. We're the ones that set the tone for the team. As we've talked about before, our team becomes a reflection of us. Now, if we're dragging our butt into the office every Monday morning and not feeling as if we're not showing that we want to be there, then obviously that's going to have an impact on how our team is performing, but also how our team is thinking. So this is something we cannot take for granted. We've got to continue to be conscious of what our thinking is. And this is a really important point. And that is, we need to be in a position where we're taking responsibility for absolutely everything that is happening. Now, there are too many people out there in society, and dare I say it, I still see it in sales leaders out there as well, where they're looking for other people to blame. They're looking for reasons as to why they're not performing. They're looking for excuses as to why things are not happening. The only person they need to look at in terms of who's responsible is the person who's looking back at them in the mirror, period. Is it true that stuff is going to happen that is beyond our control? Absolutely, guaranteed. However, we need to be able to take responsibility for that because we're the ones setting the example. It's as simple as that. And when we realize that, and as I said earlier in this podcast, when we realize that our team actually becomes a reflection of us, if our thinking is right, if our thinking is in a position where, you know what, despite what's happening, there's always an answer, we'll find a way, then that creates an amazing level of optimism and a foundation for great performance for the team, because their thinking will be, wow, there has to be a way. Despite the challenges we're facing, we will find a way. And so the reality of today is, and the key message today is, just be really, really mindful of your own thinking. All right? As a sales leader, how are you bringing your own attitude and your own thinking to the table every single day? Because remember, our guys are watching us like a hawk every single moment. And hence the reality is, we do control our thinking, as I've said. It is our choice. And this leads to a really important point, and it's something that I've heard a lot of my mentors talk about, and it's a really important thing for me as a sales leader, but also pass this on to as many sales leaders as possible in terms of mindset. We've got to always be on guard and stand guard at the entrance to our mind. Don't just let anybody in. Now, we've got to understand that as humans, we are an incredible machine. We've got the ability to control our thoughts, which unlike animals, they can't do, right? And these thoughts can become the words, which therefore translate into the actions that we take. Those actions therefore turn into habits, which therefore starts to develop our character and ultimately ends up determining the results we get and ultimately our destiny. So be very mindful of who you're listening to. Be very mindful of what you're feeding your mind. And as we talked about yesterday in terms of finding a mastermind, make sure you're really clear on who you surround yourself with. Because as we talked about yesterday, you will be the sum average of the five closest people to you. And that is going to be in terms of attitude, thinking, bank balance, income, all that sort of stuff. So I trust that short message hits the mark as we finish up this week. If you are really, really positive and you're dialed in with your thinking, all good, keep doing it. But if you find that sometimes your thinking is not where it needs to be, just understand that you have 100% control over your thinking, and therefore you have 100% control over your attitude. So just look at what you can do to change your thinking ever so slightly, which will then lead to better conversations, better actions, and ultimately better results. And look, if we haven't connected, love to connect with you. Best way to do that is jump on LinkedIn, send me a connection request, and I'll be sure to accept that. The other thing is, hey, I'd love to have a conversation with you, and I work with sales leaders on all things in terms of getting them to be exceptional in what they do. Part of that is a mindset element, but I'd love to have a conversation with you to see how I can help you. If you'd love to have a call, please jump on my calendar, go to leadwithdarren.com, pick a time that suits you, and I'll certainly give you a call and look forward to having a call. If you're in Australia, that'll be a phone call. If you're out of Australia, we'll do it on a Zoom call. So until next time, continue to be really focused in on your thoughts. Make sure you control your thoughts. Make sure you're always looking at the positive side of things. And above all, continue to strive towards exceptional. You guys have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.